There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site totally free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. For those of you just tuning in, with you in studio, it's Ian,
Rich Paul,
and Mark.
We were talking about a strange art exhibit that happened back in the 1970s. And it's interesting because, well, what happened was this lady, Marina Abramovic, I believe is her name. Yes, Marina Abramovic. She's now in her 60s. She would have been in her 30s at the time. She sat somewhere and was there for 6 hours. She put out
moving.
She did not move unless she was manipulated by the audience, so to speak, the visitors to the exhibit.
If you put her arms straight up, she wouldn't be able to hold it there. I guess she'd have to just sort of slowly let it back down.
I guess.
Or let it just flop.
She had 72 implements. She called the exhibit Rhythm Zero, where she had nice things like.
This is why we can't have nice things.
A rose, olive oil. She also had a scalpel, scissors. She said that after the 6 hours, her clothes were cut off. There were cuts made on her neck. So it was kind of a disturbing piece. And this led us to a conversation about pacifism in general and, you know, what is pacifism, which led to another conversation about the prisoner's dilemma. And I thought it was important to kind of clarify the prisoner's dilemma. We can do that here in a moment. But Willie is on the line in Oregon. Willie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Rich, and Mark.
Rich and Mark. Yeah, I had a call from Don Hercules in Detroit. He told me to call you fellas. I did not know I was going to be. Is this radio show go all over the world?
Yes, it does.
Oh, good, good. I want to say something very important. We are right in the middle of four blood moons right now. The next one coming up is April 4th, and the next one after that is September 28th.
And right, what's going to happen?
Four blood moons. We had. It's going to be a very interesting time.
Isn't it always an interesting time?
More so now. When there were four blood moons in 1492, Columbus showed up. And now we have what the Hopi called the Red Star Kachina, the planet X Nibiru, approaching the Earth, and we're right in the middle of four blood moons.
I'm sorry, I don't know what a Kachina is. What Nibiru? These terms are meaningless to me.
Kachina is the spirits that came and taught the Hopi the ceremonies and the dances up on the places.
Now, this is interesting only in that you're coming at this from a different perspective. We've had people call about this four blood moon thing. It was the first time I'd ever heard about it. It was just a few weeks ago here on Free Talk Live. And it seemed to be more of like a fundamentalist Christian thing. But now you're coming at it from sort of a Native American theme.
Yeah, these are strong signs. I'll give you an example of the MO, modus operandi. The Cherokee alphabet by Sequoia has 85 symbols in it. It was the first written Native American alphabet.
Okay.
And Sequoia was also on the Trail of Tears in 1838. Today marks, March 24th, 2015, marks the 175th anniversary of the Cherokee Trail of Tears. Today, March 24th. And so the reason that millions of Americans have Cherokee, Choctaw, Chickasaw, Cree, Seminole blood, they do not know their roots. And when a person does not know their roots or where they came from or their history, they are easy pickings for whoever wants to take over the country. They are playing the same game on American people that they played on the Cherokee people in the 1830s. First, they took away the guns. Next, the cavalry came at dawn, and at bayonet point, the Cherokees were herded into concentration camps. My great-grandparents were on the Cherokee Trail of Tears.
Sorry to hear that.
Then they waited till winter. They moved the Cherokees out of the concentration camps, and many of them were barefoot, and they walked 1,000 miles from Tennessee to Oklahoma, Choctaw for O.K. Mahone. And so of the 17,000 Cherokee taken, 4,000 died on the Trail of Tears.
How many and how many?
17,000 taken, 4,000 died.
17,000, the entire Cherokee Nation were taken from their mountain homes and driven 1,000 miles.
It's horrible, a horrible event. And what you're saying is,
does it have anything to do with the Blood Moon?
Yeah, well, that was what I was wondering. How do you tie this in?
Yes, because now Hedacobalus is approaching, and as
what's
it
that?
Approaches,
Hedacobalus.
That's the that is the giant comet approaching the Earth. It's actually Earth is the size of a walnut, and Hedacobalus is the size of a cantaloupe. And
okay. That's a giant comet, all right.
Behind the sun.
Where is this thing? Oh, it's always behind the sun?
It's a planet.
It's a planet.
I'm sorry, say that again.
I'm trying to figure out why we don't know the things that I'm like, why I've never heard about an object that's about the size of, geez, I don't know. Maybe
you're hearing about it now.
Yeah, like, you know, Uranus.
So what is this? Is the fear that the comet's going to strike the Earth?
No, it's good. Okay, if you look at the, I don't have a computer, but my buddy put me on that computer thing, and you look at the www.willywhiteweather.com.
Hey, that guy, somebody called about you earlier tonight.
Yeah, there was a guy, we actually went to the website there not too long ago.
Yeah, you got to freshen that website up, Willie. You got to hire somebody who knows what they're doing to bring that up into the 21st century. So make it clear for me, like, what does the comet have to do with the four blood moons, have to do with the Trail of Tears? Wrap it all up.
The Trail of Tears. Right there, Willie? No problem.
You have a little delay on the phone.
It's coming in. It sounds like Hedacobalus is the name of the comet. If you go to my website and you go all the way down to the bottom, you will see a second opinion on Planet X, and it's a Colombian astronomer. He's a genius, and his name is Carlos Maurice Ferraro. And he said it will take everyone by surprise. And the governments will lose control. And that's why they're not announcing it to the people. They do not want to lose
control.
Hold on.
This comet is going to result in the governments losing control, and it's not even going to hit the Earth?
Anarchist comet.
This sounds pretty awesome.
It's going to come within, according to Dr. Ferraro, it's coming within 14 million miles of the Earth. It'll be like standing next to the freeway as an 18-wheeler goes by right in front of you.
Sounds like it'll be pretty cool to watch.
The elders have told me that our Mother Earth would roll over four times, and already we can see the poles starting to shift. Already we can see that they've had to readjust the compasses on the aircraft. And so as it comes in, Carlos says, watch this triangular area that he drew across the Earth. The three points of the triangle to watch as it increases.
This is getting a little too esoteric for my taste, I got to say. You're losing me here. But let me see if I'm following you, Willie. You're saying that this comet's going to come close to the Earth, theoretically. I mean, in the scale of universes, it's going to come close. And it'll be something really exciting to watch. But somehow it's going to result in the governments losing control. This is what I'm most interested in, is how a comet coming close, but not quite, is going to result in governments losing control. Is it because people are going to panic?
Yes, they're not going to believe the government anymore. The government will lie, and they will try to over-explain. It's not really a comet. It's traveling at the speed of a comet. It's traveling at 300 miles per
minute. How do you spell Hedacobalus? How do you spell that?
H-E-R C-O-L-U-B-U-S.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call, Willie. Appreciate it. The toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. We'll see if we can learn a little more about it. It's Free Talk Live.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Well, are you scared? Herculus. Is it coming? Will it destroy life on the planet as we know it?
No, it's not coming.
No?
No.
How can you be so sure, Mark? You just had a Native American whose grandfather died on the Trail of Tears, or great-great-grandfather.
Great-grandfather. I'm not sure how many greats would be involved, but the math doesn't entirely add up for that. Maybe great-great.
Anyway, he has predicted, according to some Colombian New Age author, V.M. Rabolu, that there's this gigantic planet that he called a comet that will approach the Earth with catastrophic results. According to Wikipedia, Hercobulus, H-E-R-C-O-L-U-B-U-S, or Colobus. Anyway, some of the summarized bullet points here from Wikipedia say that on a previous approach, it wiped out Atlantis. So apparently it's been by before. And a civilization that inhabited it, which inspired all global flood myths. Its proximity will cause volcanic eruptions and earthquakes and ultimately a pole shift, which is what he was referring to there, suggesting that the shift was already occurring. It will also cause a deadly epidemic that official science will be powerless to stop. The only escape is the elimination of psychological defects and astral projection. Those who work on their spiritual regeneration will be taken to a safer place, or a safe place. Hercobulus was written in 1998, but the author apparently picked the idea from his teacher, Samuel Anwer, who in the 1970s preached about Hercobulus being the end of the world in religious terms as a punishment for the so-called shameful humanity that deserves the karma that approaches and that did not want to listen to the voice of the prophets, being the founder of a theosophy slash anthroposophy influenced New Age Gnostic Church. He also threw Atlantis and the Kali Yuga into the mix. In his version, Hercobulus is a part of the distant solar system of Tylo, which he identifies as Barnard's star. Needless to say, despite his claims to the controversy, Hercobulus is not an accepted scientific fact. So,
but Willie claimed that it was hiding behind the sun.
I've also heard people claim there are aliens hiding behind the sun as well.
Where else would they hide, right?
Mm.
So there you go, Hercobulus. Now we
know there's plenty of room back there. I'll tell you that.
I've heard there are alien ships in front of the sun. This is from someone who I actually know in person who actually believed this. I don't know if he still believes it because at the time he thought that the aliens were coming to Earth and or already were on Earth and that the ships were going to come as reinforcements.
I think that's
as believable as the Hercobulus claim.
That's the most relevant thing to talk about here.
The alien invasion?
Well, the fact that the world, the destruction, the imminent destruction of the planet has been predicted many times over. Now, I'm sure that it happened prior to the 20th century when we could really document these things.
The predictions,
better.
You mean?
Yeah, the predictions. Late 20th century, we got much better documenting these. But, early 20th century, there were certainly some. And as I understand
they were all wrong.
Even some in the late 19th century. But surely there was, these doomsday cults were around predicting the end of the world for, quite some time. I would go so far as to claim that Christianity is one of these.
Just a very large doomsday cult, right?
Well, I mean, if Paul believed that Jesus was coming back soon, then... maybe that was the case. Other people, the preterists, would claim that all the predictions of the New Testament have already taken place and that everything's all wrapped up and, whatever we thought was going to be the end of the world has already occurred. And so we're safe on that one. But, the fact that so many predictions have been made and nothing's happened, that's what should give people sort of the ability to lay their head down and go to
rest
sleep.
Rest easy.
Tonight.
Yeah. Although, I did like the idea as he suggested that the governments were going to lose control because of this big old planet or whatever.
Yeah, well,
that'd be cool.
Yeah, but liking the idea doesn't make something more likely to happen.
That's true.
It just makes you more likely to be a cult member. the claims of the blood moons here, I see no evidence
God,
of even
the blood
that.
Moons.
I mean, I don't know whether, how do I know that a blood moon, and I'm not going to investigate it because I don't care.
How do you know that what?
That the four blood moons coming along in the past was, last time was in 1492.
Well, this is the most ridiculous thing. I mean, you can find that out, right? Like, there's, you can predict how...
Cared.
Right. I mean, astronomers are able to say, this is where Mars was in 1970s. I mean, they can go back and they can, based on the motions of the planets, figure these things out. And there's recorded history and people, they know when the last four blood moons were. But the thing that they're doing is they're saying that, during these four blood moons, it was an interesting time. Things were crazy and this happened over in the Middle East, because that was what happened last time. The first mention that we had about these four blood moons was like Christian fundamentalists who had called in to talk about this, saying that every time the four blood moons happens, that something dramatic occurs in the Middle East. Well, something dramatic is always occurring in the Middle East. Interesting things are happening around the world every day. I mean, there's natural disasters all around the globe. I mean, you can look at maps that show where all of the earthquakes and the tornadoes and things like that have been. So, you know, there's political intrigue, wars. There's always something happening to suggest that things get more crazy during the, you know, the four blood moons. It just doesn't make sense. It just doesn't come together for me.
Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I think we would have to sit down and look into it. But I just don't care that much.
Apparently, a lot of people do. I'm shocked by how many calls we've had about these four blood moons.
Well, do you know the mathematical name for the phenomena you're describing?
The blood moon?
No, the idea that, you know, you observe a weird phenomenon in the sky and you match it up with a...
confirmation bias?
Exactly, yeah. Confirmation bias.
If you think the world's going to end, then you have no use for your money. Please go to amp.freetalklive.com, and we're trying to run an Africa fundraiser.
Well, you don't go to AMP to do the African fundraiser. That's separate.
Africa.
Since you've got a bunch of money, you could go to both of those things. You could go to amp.freetalklive.com and amp the show. You know, we only ask generally for $5 a month, but if you want to get really generous, you could sign up for Platinum. In fact, there's even a custom option where you could put in any amount you want to.
Just give it all to us.
To donate. Yeah, absolutely. We will take it, and we'll put it to good use in these remaining months of our lives.
Oh, no, you won't. The world's ending.
Well, not tomorrow, Mark. I mean,
okay.
Right? So there you go. That's the latest on the four blood moons, which, again, I'm really surprised how many people have been calling about this. And now, not just fundamentalist Christians, but like an old Indian guy calling in about this. That doesn't mean that it holds any more weight.
If it was a horror movie.
But it's weird. You know? it's unusual. No, usually you don't get the Christians on the same page as the old Indian guy, right?
Right.
Well, that's when you know you're in trouble.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So if you're afraid of Herr Kobolus or the four blood moons or whatever other thing, whatever natural phenomenon is freaking you out, you can call
in. Sell some books, I can tell you that.
Well, apparently the dude is giving the book away for free, so, you know, I'll give him credit for that. At least he's not charging for his theory.
Well, I think a good capitalist would charge for it. I mean, if you've got something of value...
Well, you know, there's an argument there, but if indeed you want to spread a message about something, then it would make sense to not put a price tag on it in the hopes that it will be propagated further because of that.
True, although putting a price tag on it, then that money becomes your way of continuing to publish it.
This is true.
Ian really doesn't like price tags on things. It bothers him.
Well, it makes
a very bad libertarian.
Price tags make sense at a store, you know, like a 101 Deals thrift store or something like
that. Price tags make sense for anybody who wants to sell something, sir.
855-450-FREE. We give our show away for free, and then we ask for contributions. That's how we do our business. It's going pretty well. More coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials, commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In an unpredictable world, it's good to know you are in control of food, your greatest dependency. GoFoods are storable for 25 years, quick fix, non-GMO, kosher, health store quality food at discount store prices delivered to your door. GoFoods is there when you need it most. Feed your free to package is available with up to 3 months of food for free. Call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. You can also join us via Skype. The Skype username you'll need is lrn.fm. Just send a contact request to that user, and we will approve it as soon as we notice it appearing. And then at that point, it'll be easy for you to call on Skype from that point forward. Sounds great, by the way, when you're on Skype. And, of course, you can still call old school at 855-450-FREE. Mark, tell me about Fort Galt.
FortGalt.com is it's a website for a project where they're building this resort or complex condominium hotel thing. I really don't even know how to describe it precisely with one word. It's down in...
Is timeshare appropriate? I mean, I know that evokes, like, scam.
No,
concepts.
It's not timeshare. No. No. Because you're buying a unit, and then you will allow... You can work together.
So you own the piece.
Yeah. It's a condominium in that sense.
I see.
But it's a very small room, for instance. I mean, you know, the rooms can be quite small. As small as, I think the smallest one is like 4 by 11. Mm-hmm. We're talking about a rather small little unit there.
Oh, sorry about that, Rich. Try that again.
I think that was the size of my cell.
Yeah. It has that. It evokes that kind of thought process. But if you're just using it as a place to get a little quiet to perhaps work as far as typing and that sort of thing, and a place to sleep, which is what it's outfitted for, if you can go to FortGalt.com and take a look, you'll be really impressed with the architecture here that they're proposing. I think it's and obviously it's very affordable.
So you buy this room, and there's larger rooms available, and then you can live there if you want, or you can also rent it out, right?
Rent it out as sort of a hotel rooms.
No, will they assist you in finding clients?
Yeah, they're going to be working on that. Yeah, cool. They're working on that that part of it. FortGalt.com. Check it out. It bears mentioning that chili is it's nuts. It's chili in the in the winter.
Chile.
Yeah, Chile. It's chili in Chile in the winter, but winter is summer up here and vice versa. So when it's chili here, it's not so chili in Chile.
Someone's thought about this.
There you go.
FortGalt.com. All right, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the phones and your calls and thoughts. We can come back to pacifism, too. I don't know if we ever really finished that discussion. We were going to talk about the prisoner's dilemma, so we can come back to that. But first, Jay Noon is on the line. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Just thought I would call in and update you what happened. I told you last night that West Wind Acres. I'm sorry, Wildwind Acres, Westwind Acres, I forget now. But anyways, up in here in Greenville, New York, Glenville, New York, the local authorities stole these people's horses. And they want to take their pigs. They got a little farm operation there. And, you know, they're raising, beef and chicken and all grass-fed, pasture-raised, you know, pigs and stuff like that. Anyways, when we showed up to the court thing, I was about 15 minutes late. I'm generally late and stuff, and I don't know why. The hearing had just ended, but the parking lot was full of people. They had great support there. There was over 100 people there. Both keepers were there. And it was pretty cool. I had news crews there, and this guy has got a lot of support up there.
So how'd it go?
Well, all it was they just... there was an adjournment, they called it. I didn't exactly look up what the word adjournment meant, but they basically just gave them a date for April 21st. And one guy told me that the adjournment is where you get them, is where you get to meet your accuser. Well, the accuser is a legal fiction called the people of New York. And no people said that this Joshua Rockwood hurt them. So...
Well, they're alleging that they're alleging he's abused his animals, right? That this guy is he keeps a farm, and that's why they've actually taken his horses, which I didn't actually realize that had happened. I don't recall you saying that yesterday that the animals had already been confiscated, many of them.
I didn't know they took the horses till today.
Ah, okay.
I had missed that part. But they're trying to take some pigs, and. You know, it was pretty cool standing by watching the interviews with the reporters. There was like a guy who was a neighbor of his that was explaining how he's a really good man. He takes awesome care of his animals. And he was explaining how somebody who's raising animals, you know, to harvest and sell doesn't abuse them. He wants them to be at the full maximum potential and value. He wants them to be healthy. He wants them, you know, to live well. So... they prosper, so he prospers. Basically, what the guy had to say, and I'm sure Mark understands that. Also,
I'm going to westwindacres.com, their website here, and you probably should look it up on Google because it's not exactly outfitted exactly right for the internet, because if you just type in westwindacres.com, you'll get a problem. But anyway, I've gone there, and he welcomes people to come to check out his farm as far as the, you know, it's a CSA, right? Like you buy pork and chicken and goats and sort of that, you know.
So the public is welcome.
Yeah.
To check it out.
I mean, it seems unlikely that there are many people, usually people that go to these farms and want free-range animals, are very concerned with how the animal's taken care of.
Absolutely.
It's extraordinarily important to them. So they're held to a much higher standard.
You don't want to eat sick animal or something like that.
Right. If people got to see the way that the pork and chicken that they're eating at, coming from the grocery store was treated, they would never want to eat that sort of stuff again, because it's not coming from these kind of places. These animals are, you know, they have enough space to be animals and live their lives.
What was the nature of the alleged abuse?
The nature of the alleged abuse is that the barn, one of the things were that a barn was unfit for the animals. If you go on their Friends of Westwind Acres, there's they got like 13 or 12 or whatever accusations all written down there. I don't remember them all, but like these people that were given a pony a while ago, and they've been working with a horseshoer The pony's feet were severely overgrown. But you can't just trim his feet right down to nothing because you'll hurt the pony. You got to trim them gradually. And they were in the process of getting the pony better. And that's why they actually took the horses, because of, from what I understand, what the, one of the guys were telling me there today that knows them, is because the pony's feet were, you know, overgrown. And they were aware of that. They were working on it.
Yeah, so they took the pony for somebody else, and then they were working on it, and they got blamed for that. I think it's interesting that they're claiming the barn is unfit for habitation, because I've never heard of a rule like that. To the best of my knowledge, you can keep a pig outdoors all year round in New Hampshire. I wouldn't recommend it.
We are talking about New York, right? So, I mean, there's a good chance that the rules are a little bit nastier
in
New York.
Yeah, it certainly could be. I'm just making the point that, well, you know, they're not doing anything about the deer that are outdoors, right? If you just left your chickens outside, what are they going to do about it, really? So if a barn is not fit for habitation, it's still more habitable than the outdoors.
Right, right. The support's good. I hope the guy goes in the right direction. I kind of gave him some suggestions, and I was able to share the ideas of the Free State Project and to a whole bunch of people there that had never heard of it. They were, you know, parts of these, like one guy was like part of this secession movement to actually separate upstate New York, he was telling me about, which I had never heard of. Yeah. And he said there's like 800 members in his chapter, and they never heard of the Free State Project.
Wow. Get them out
so
here.
I gave him my business cards and told a lot of people about it, and, you know, it says Free State Project right on my business card, and, They were, like, really, really, like, surprised that something, a movement was actually happening. I mean, had about probably 6 or 7 people that just, they really just wanted to hear a lot more.
That is so exciting. Jay, thanks for doing that, man. Thanks for going all the way out there, and appreciate the update, and thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. For those that don't know, Rich, Paul, what is the Free State Project?
The Free State Project is an attempt to move 20,000 libertarian political activists to New Hampshire to achieve liberty in our lifetime.
And we've got over 1,700 people who are here now as early movers, the three of us included. And there are over 16,000 people who have pledged to make the move to New Hampshire. So we've got to get to that 20,000. That's our goal. And looks like we're probably looking at hitting 20,000 in 2017, unless things speed up, which hopefully they will. Maybe you will join the Free State Project. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more and get 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire. There's more coming up.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. from GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheban. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free and bring up whatever's on your mind here. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. As you mentioned previously, Mark, we do have the AMP program. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com to support the show for $5 a month and help us get on more radio stations around the country. I actually just got an agreement from a new station today, so it's always nice when that happens. Can't tell you which one and where yet. But
why not?
Well, just because we always like to wait until they've actually started airing the show before we announce things. Because it can look bad if you say there's going to be a new station coming on and then they, you know, some sort of technical difficulty interferes and they don't actually end up coming on for months.
If that's happened.
Yeah, it has happened. So we'll just bide our time and let you know when they join on board. But they've signed the agreement, which is always a good first step.
Indeed,
so,
it is.
So you can help us bring more radio stations on. And actually, if all goes well, this will be our first station in said state in which that station is located. So that's the only clue.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it's the only clue I'll give you right now. So you can help us out and get perks like access to the AMP Only Facebook group, AMP Only forum, and more over at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We got Nathan. He's in Texas via Skype. Hello, Nathan. We have Nathan in Texas. Nathan going once. Nathan going twice. Oh, there is an internet connection problem, says Skype. You know, Skype normally works pretty well, but every now and then the internet just fails us. So our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Earlier tonight, we were just barely kind of scratching the surface talking about the prisoner's dilemma. It was during a larger conversation about a strange sort of performance art that revealed some of the twisted tendencies of some members of the public, and it led to a discussion about pacifism and what is pacifism, and I think we can come back into some of that stuff here. The prisoner's dilemma, though, Mark, when you had mentioned it on the air, your recollection of it wasn't entirely accurate, and I thought it was important to clarify what the classic prisoner's dilemma is. Now, there are different various, you know, variants on the prisoner's dilemma concept, but according to Wikipedia, it is a canonical example of a game analyzed in game theory that shows why two purely rational individuals might not cooperate, even if it appears that it's in their best interest to do so. And they formalized the game with a prison sentence, with prison sentence rewards, and gave it the name The Prisoner's Dilemma, presenting it as follows. Two members of a criminal gang are arrested and imprisoned. Each prisoner is in solitary confinement with no means of speaking to or exchanging messages with the other. The prosecutors do not have enough evidence to convict the pair on the principal charge. They hope to get both sentenced to a year in prison on a lesser charge. Simultaneously, the prosecutors offer each prisoner a Faustian bargain. Each prisoner is given the opportunity either to do the following: to betray the other by testifying that the other committed the crime, or to cooperate with the other by remaining silent. So those are the only two choices that the prisoners in the dilemma can make.
Well, they're given one choice, and then the obvious fact that they could choose to do the other. So, I mean, the prosecutors don't give you the option of remaining silent, right?
Obviously, but that's part of the choice, right?
Well, they tell you that you have the right to remain silent.
The prosecutor probably wouldn't
say
that.
And then they act like you don't.
So what happens in the dilemma? Well, the rules are if prisoner A and prisoner B betray one another, meaning if both of them say, he did it, then each of them serves 2 years in prison. If prisoner A betrays prisoner B, but B remains silent, then A will be set free, and B will serve 3 years in prison, and vice versa. If A and B both remain silent, both of them will only serve 1 year in prison. So if they both protect one another, they both still do time. And that was the thing that you had gotten wrong, Mark, in your initial recollection of what the prisoner's dilemma was. So you still do better than 3 years in prison if they both remain silent, and that's the moral approach. But the idea is, does the prisoner in this case take the moral approach and, you know, protect his buddy?
Well, does the rational person is what really the question is. How does a rational person approach this? And there is no rational answer to this necessarily, because you're trying to get the best result for yourself. This is a market failure.
So I just figured I'd clear up what the prisoner's dilemma is. We got Jesse in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Jesse.
Hi. Yeah, I'm just letting you know that there are political figures mentioned in Bible Revelation that I believe was created by the people's government just to have an example and blame destruction on a godly-like figure.
I'm just curious, before you go on, Jesse, are you part of this conference call thing?
I'm not part of any conference call. No, I just called just to get in on something about this guy talks about destruction at the end of time and comment on all this. And yeah.
Gotcha. So what did you want to say? Go ahead.
I just want to say, if people really looked up three factors in Revelation, we have a lot of political things that are mentioned here. We have the G7 that can very well be the seven heads of a beast, which beast has been described as the military, which can't be delivered by the Navy, which can't be considered by a dragon.
Is it a G8 now, though?
Yeah, well, no. The eighth power is not, and is again. It is no more. This is Russia.
I'm sorry. Are you tricking me?
Think about it. No, I'm not kidding. If you think about it, the G7 are separate from the G8, and only when Russia comes to the table, they are the G8. Well, what did Putin want to do? He got out. He says, I'm not wanting anything to do with the G8 no more longer. He wanted to be a permanent member. He wanted the G7 to dump the G7 and just have the G8. Well, they wouldn't do that. So now Russia is gone. So they are the number eight that was and is and was again and is no longer.
I feel like laying down money, you're going to say Gog and Magog in the next 2 minutes.
You are pretty much right. Now, we have talked about four angels.
I'm a Gog.
Four angels of destruction are in there, right? Now,
okay.
We don't necessarily subscribe to.
Oh, are these the horsemen? Yeah. Are we talking about pestilence?
No, these aren't necessarily the horsemen. Death? These are the four angels that are set out to destroy a third of mankind. Now, look where they are bound. Now, angels can be messengers.
Is it a full moon tonight?
They can be countries.
Doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, they can be countries. Countries can declare war. Now, what countries?
Well, hold a second. This is the Bible. The angels can't be countries. Angels are angels, right?
Look it up.
This is the craziest call of the night, I just have to say.
Look it up the dictionary.
It's the most disjointed. It's even more disjointed and confusing.
Oh, no, no. There's different dialects. Now, if you read it, it can mean bound. Angels.
Are you calling from a mental institution?
Stop it.
No, if I believe that in the Bible itself, but I believe that the government is going to try to destroy and prune the population of mankind and blame it on us.
Why would they do that? I mean, the government basically is a, I mean, they're essentially farmers that own humans. They're livestock, human livestock herders.
If you think back in the day, these people were really intelligent. They were writing books. They were doing all this stuff.
How can we prune? Now.
Well, if you even consider Jesus even said that he would prune trees that didn't deliver fruit. So therefore, look at four countries we have in the Middle East. They're bound by the River Euphrates.
Okay.
They're the only four. They didn't exist until after the United Nations created them. Okay. Now, four of these are going to set out to destroy a third of mankind. It's a set out. Now, we have Iran, Iraq, Syria, and Turkey that are bound by that river. Syria and Iraq are now coming unbound. These are two messengers that were saved for this very day.
Are they coming unbound because the river's drying up? I mean, what?
Oh, no. They're coming unbound government-wise. Look at them. Their government's failing. And it did say that there are four bound at the great river Euphrates.
Does the Bible blame the United States for causing their governments to fall apart?
I believe that they expect their government to fall apart, and they know that religion is something that people can hang on to when this thing happens. So what better way to control that third of the population that's remaining? We don't understand the dark ages. Look what they had to do. Did you know that people that were bakers, teachers,
I don't know anything about bakers in the dark ages.
Rich, are you following all this? I mean, you're just kind of sitting there.
Well, you know, they went up,
taken it all in.
Slaughtered people, and what did they have to do to bring them back?
Jesse, I have no idea.
Back after you slaughter.
I've got to say, I have no idea what you're talking about. I mean, maybe it's just, yeah. What are you trying to accomplish here? I mean, what is the point of your call?
I'm trying to accomplish the fact that everything they talk about, the end of the world, and here it is in Revelation right in front of you, so that when the kingdoms fall and the governments are done, they have people that are out doing like they're doing in Syria.
When is the world going to end?
When? Give me a date.
You become
more of a killer. You become evil. You have to create a
Christ
to forgive you. You have to create somebody to forgive you.
Jesse.
To make you feel better about
Jesse,
yourself.
Jesse.
Well, Jesse, I'd like to say on behalf of the Church of the Invisible Hand that we want no part of your God, and the reason is that any
God,
universe which is designed in such a way,
I'm going to put him on hold here. I'm sorry, I don't want him talking over you there, Rich. Go ahead.
Any universe which is designed in such a way that in order for it to work out properly, somebody has to be nailed to something is a misdesigned universe, and I want no part of anything where anybody has to be nailed to anything.
Thanks, Jesse, for your call, I think. 855-450-FREE.
You're welcome to call in about anything.
You really can call in about anything. That doesn't mean we won't make fun of you, though.
855-450-3733.
Yes, bring the crazy tonight. Apparently, that's the theme of this evening's show. It's Free Talk Live.
But even you tried to...
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.